Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Madam Secretary, nice to see you again. When you were here last, I talked with you about the fact that more than 130 officials in the Energy Department reported more than 2,700 trades of shares, bonds, and options in companies that ethics officers said was directly related to the agency's work. This is institutionalized corruption. And I asked you point blank, do you own any individual stock? And you told me, no. Let's just look at it. It was not a difficult question. Do you own individual stocks, Madam Secretary? You said no. In fact, you repeated it three times to me. No, no, no. Turns out that was false. You did own multiple individual stocks, and you neglected to report it to this committee for months afterwards. Why did you mislead this committee?
Oh, my goodness.
That was exactly my response. So why did
Senator,
you mislead this committee?
I believed that I had sold all individual stocks, and I was incorrect. So I came back.
So you just don't know your portfolio?
Pretty much.
It's a big one, I guess, huh?
No, it's extremely small.
Apparently not. Someone manages it for you?
Another day, another scandal involving a member of Biden's woke cabinet. This time, it's Jennifer Granholm, the U.S. Secretary of Energy. Now, Granholm used to sit on the board of an electric bus company called Proterra, and she had millions invested in the company's stock. But once confirmed as head of the Department of Energy, she used her position to promote the company. She got Biden to visit the plant, and of course, he sang its praises. He touted the company as an EV success story and the like. But as it turns out, the company was not successful, and in fact, it's now bankrupt. Its stock, worthless. But you wouldn't know it if you looked at Secretary Granholm's portfolio. You see, she cashed out at the peak and made millions for herself. Imagine that.
So I came back as soon as I found out that, in fact, I had not sold all individuals.
Wait. No, that's not true either. Let's just look at the timeline. I just remind you, you're under oath. Madam Secretary, you testified you didn't own any individual stocks. You didn't sell the stocks for a whole nother month. And after you sold the stocks, you waited another month before you informed this committee. Why did you mislead us, and what were you hiding? Why did you wait so long? Why did you hide this?
Now, to find out what's really going on here, I brought in a friend of mine to break this down for us, our go-to expert on all things corruption and insider trading, the one and only Ross Givens. Ross, thanks for joining us. Great to see you as always.
Same here, Dr. Steve. Always a pleasure.
What a story, man. I mean, I love talking to you about this stuff because you are really, in my opinion, you are the leading expert on political corruption. But more importantly, and this is the part that I love, you actually show people, your average Joe, how it's done so they themselves could stick it to these politicians. You're like the magician who tells us how the tricks are actually performed, right? So you've been showing people for years now, and by the thousands, how to piggyback on these trades to make money for themselves. And I know some of our viewers, myself included, we get stock picks that you send out weekly, and a lot have delivered big gains, and you are hosting a free online training event. Once again, completely free. It is this Thursday, June 27th, correct? At 3 p.m.
That's right.
Eastern, where you're going to show people how to do it themselves. And I want to talk more about that. Before we get into the nit and gang, if you want to sign up, just go ahead and click on the link below. But before we get in the nit and gritty on that, you've got to explain to me this insider trading scandal involving the Secretary of Energy, because at least the way I'm reading it, in many respects, she was just caught red-handed, wasn't she?
Yes. Yeah. And especially when you realize, you know, she made $1.6 million on this very short-term trade. But essentially what she did, she used her position, her access to the president, the promise of federal tax dollars to boost the price of the company's stock. And then, as you mentioned, she cashed out near the top before it crashed, made millions. So I don't know how you see this as anything other than corruption and insider trading.
It's interesting what you just said, though. You You say she used her position to boost the price of the stock. Can you flesh that out a little bit?
And yeah. Explain well, you know, the stock market is an auction. It's just like eBay or anything else. It's buyers and sellers trying to figure out what a company is worth. And what a company's worth is a formula based on how much money they're going to make this year, next mm-hmm. year, the year after, and so on. So stock prices are all a derivative of what the market thinks this company's going to do. So even if a company's not making a lot of money right now, you know, say you're talking about Amazon in 1999, right? The stock can still go way up and investors think they're about to make a lot of money. Things are going to change. They're going in their direction. So what Granholm did, as soon as she's confirmed as the Secretary of Energy of the United States, who's now in charge of the country's entire energy policy, one of the first things she does is have Biden host a virtual White House event to spotlight this company, Proterra, this small, off-the-radar electric bus manufacturer that, what do you know, she just so happens to own millions of dollars worth of stock in.
So, right. So she's basically, she brought this company into the spotlight, into the heart of the White House, as it were. And then Biden endorses it publicly, right?
He more than endorsed it. Yeah, I mean, this guy, you know, he promised federal funding. He promised we're gonna get rid of all diesel buses in this country in 9 years. He even, you got to see the clip. He makes up this crazy story while he's talking to them about how he put himself through law school as a bus driver, which of course is a complete lie.
I was raised Jewish and I was born a poor black child.
So, you know, he goes all out, but look, I mean, I don't care what your company is. When you have the president of the United States singing your praises, bringing it to everyone's attention, it's going to boost the stock price, period.
Yeah. But how is she allowed to own this electric vehicle stock while at the same time being the secretary of basically electricity, of energy, right? It just seems like such a gigantic conflict of interest.
It is. And she was grilled by, was it Gates, the guy on the senator recently, because she's done it again. She talked for the committee maybe a year ago, said, I've divested from all individual stocks. You only own mutual funds. And they find out, oh, your husband's still got a bunch of Ford stock and whatever. But yeah, huge conflict of interest. She's been wrapped up in this a while. And look, when it happened, Republicans found out about it. You know, they made a big fuss, and she basically says, oops, I didn't know I couldn't do that. My bad. And so she sells all the stock. Well, yeah, sure you did. When you have a $1.6 million profit already, you sell it. You know, and it wasn't just that one event. I mean, she did everything she could to pump this stock. Dr. Steve, Biden appointed the CEO of that bus company to a position on the Presidential Export Council. You think Biden found this guy? Look, Proterra was in business for 18 years. In 18 years, they made 200 buses, 200 vehicles. Tesla made 500,000 last quarter. But no, to represent the electric vehicle industry, we want this guy. This guy's made a few dozen buses, right? You know, so it just does not add up at all.
No, obviously does not, especially when you've got, and I'm very appreciative of the way you take the time to put all the pieces together for us so that we can see the whole story ourselves. And, you know, I thank you for that, because obviously it does take a lot of work to find this stuff, put it all together. But raw, and this is so this is what I really love about what you do, is that you take this corruption that you've been studying for years now and you transform it to help average people make money for themselves, but totally legally and ethically. We're not being bribed by anyone. Right. We're not being put on boards or anything like that. You look for stocks like this one where politicians and other insiders are buying them up, and then you alert your members so they can buy too. Is that how it basically works?
That's pretty much it. I mean, the idea is very simple. The execution, as you mentioned, takes some work, but you know, look, it's always been this way. Right. I mean, we talked off camera about this, how some of these, you know, trying to track bribes and things. They're not bribing them with money. They're bribing them with, OK, I can't have a paper trail, but you might want to buy this stock around this time. Right. And that's how they make all these well-timed trades we've seen. Right. And look, Congress isn't going to police itself. They've been doing this for 100 years. They'll be doing it for 100 more. The only difference, and what allows us to do this today, is we can see their trades.
You see the trades in real time. Yeah.
In real time, pretty much. Yeah. So thanks to the Stock Act, which makes these politicians disclose. And then there's also this little known SEC loophole called the 10b5-1 rule. I'll get into this in the training session. But thanks to these, we can see what stocks they're buying right now with their own money in their own account. So we simply piggyback those trades. If you've got a biotech company with pending drug trials going on, and suddenly the CEO and the chief medical officer and half the board puts $1 million a piece in it, you kind of got to ask yourself, maybe they know something. And it's not guaranteed to work,
right?
But a lot of the times it works in a very big way. And so we just piggyback that. We're taking their advantage. We're using it ourselves. We're letting them feed us inside tips.
Yeah, I love. Right. They're doing the work for us. That's the irony of it, isn't it? And you mentioned the free online training. You've got one, another one, Thursday, the 27th, 3 p.m. Yep. Eastern, where you're going to show people totally free, where to find this information, do this themselves, which I do want to talk to you more about, but I want to just close the loop here because I'm curious how frequent this is. This is what's so eye-opening in terms of what you're saying, the strategy this energy secretary used to bolster her own portfolio, as it were. So as you were talking, all I could think about is the billions of dollars in the federal budget allocated to go to precisely these kind of programs, in this case, these green programs. And I'm just wondering how often, when all said and done, these are just money-making schemes disguised and dressed up as political agendas.
Yeah, I see that a lot. You know, it used to be, 20, 30 years, oh, it's the Republicans, they're pro-war, they're trying to pad their buddies' pockets in the military-industrial complex, and it's been other things over the years. But look, the green energy movement is no different.
No different.
They don't care about the environment, Dr. Steve. It's just those are the lobbyists that fund them. Those are the people they're trying to pay. I mean, just 2 years ago, if you remember, Congress passed what's known as the CHIPS Act. Mm-hmm. And it was trying to bolster semiconductor production in the U.S., which... okay, fine. But they give $50 billion to these American semiconductor manufacturers like NVIDIA, $50 billion of our dollars. NVIDIA stock's up over 1,000% since then. Okay, wow. Pelosi and other members of Congress, they loaded up on the stock. Before the act was passed, they've made millions.
Right.
I mean, even if you break down the situation with this little electric bus stop, this Proterra, okay, here's what happened. The Biden administration promises billions in funding for these electric buses. Their goal? All American-made buses will be zero emissions by 2030. Sounds good. But then you start breaking down the numbers. What the heck is this going to accomplish? All right, I did break down the numbers. There are 288 million vehicles on the road in this country. 130,000 of them are buses. All right, that's 0.0004%. 0.0001% of the vehicles on the road. And this is what we're going to spend billions on? For the exhaust fumes of those, does that make sense? Or does it maybe make more sense that they're making these stocks go up, that they're giving tax dollars to their green energy friends and to their donors? So when you look at it in that lens and you break this down, like you're spending how much per bus for negligible difference? I don't see how this is anything but, as you called it, a money making scheme.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the way you're running the numbers there, I can see why. How you do so well in the stock market, always eye-opening stuff, I have to say. And it really is pretty, what I find so interesting, it is actually very simple once you lay it out like this.
What do I always tell you?
Follow the money.
That's it.
I've learned. I'm a student. That's right. Dude, you're the real deal. Tell everybody about the free training coming up that you're doing on Thursday and how they can attend. It's amazing. I've been to so many of your free trainings. I love them.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, like you said, it is completely free. We're not making any money off this. It is online as well, so anybody can attend. We're just going to show people, as we do, how to access, for one thing, the public database. You can see all these insider trades. It's free to access as well. And then we just got to show you how to work it, what to look for, what to look out for, and the things our biggest winners had in common. So a few examples, like if you see one, the CEO is buying, well, that's good, but if three board members, the VP, the general counsel, two senators are all buying too, that's kind of a stronger signal, right? So we go through that kind of stuff. But look, I've been tracking these trades since 2017. We've been doing recommending these stocks to our members, all tracked for the last 6.5 years. We've never had a losing year doing this. And some of our picks have gone up over 1,900%. I mean, just that one I gave away, we did the event in January. You know, we gave it for free to everybody who signed up. That thing quadrupled in like 4 months. So, yeah, sign up. It's free. I think it's going to be really eye-opening. And as always, we are giving away all the research on our newest pick to everyone who registers for that event.
Yeah, I mean, just registering for it is a super win. Guys, be sure to register for it. Click on the link below. Even if you just can't attend the free training event, this is what Ross does, this every event. He'll still send out to you all the research he's done on his newest insider stock. So trust me, you do not want to miss this. Ross's live training events are amazing. You should see the feedback we get on them every time he does them. So write it down. It's Thursday, June 27th, 3 p.m. Eastern, completely free. It's online, so you don't need to travel. Anyone could come, right? Right. I mean, you don't have to have any like financial experience or
No. And the vast majority of our members have never traded stocks before. So it's right. Really simple. Awesome. The only catch to it all is I'm not a big shot on YouTube like Dr. Steve here. So the streaming service we use, the software, we are capped at 1,000 attendees. And right. You've seen it, Dr. Yeah. Steve. A lot of the time they fill up.
They fill up.
And it's just when 1,000 people come in, it just goes, hey, it won't let anybody in the room. So right. I just encourage people, register early. Be sure you get your spot. And there's nothing to it. You usually put a link down below. It's like name, email. I want to put your cell number in there. We'll shoot you a text reminder right before we get started. And you'll get all the details on our latest stock pick. So even if you can't come, I'd love to share that with you.
Absolutely. And don't wait, gang. These do fill up fast. Click on that link below. This is not something you're going to want to miss. If you've been with this channel for the last year or so, you know, Ross has been on a number of times. He's the real deal. He's going to show you exactly how he takes his expertise on insider trading and he turns it into a positive, showing patriots how we can personally benefit using literally the same insider trading strategies these politicians use, but of course, without the corruption, right? So you don't want to miss this. Click on that link below. Sign up now. Don't wait. Again, these trainings fill up fast. I've seen that happen too many times. Click on that link below right now. And I look forward to seeing you. I'll be there as well on Thursday, the 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Ross.
Hi, Dr. Steve.
Great to see you as always, man. Yeah, you get me. You're an interesting mix of you get me upset, but then you always turn around and say, but we're ones.
They're going to be corrupt. They're going to do this. You know, the least I could do as a red-blooded American is show people how to say, all right, fine. I'm going to follow your advice. I'm going to follow your trade. I'm going to even the playing field. So, you know, that's what we do.
You are the equalizer.
There it is.
I love it. Thanks, Ross. It's awesome to chat with you.
You too. Take care.